Now in space, an immense dull gray moon floats in the blackness. Directly beyond, the moon's round black shadow darkens most of the Earth. Behind it, the sun rises, spreading a thin crescent of light over the top of the dark Earth. The three celestial orbs hang in perfect alignment. Titles appear. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents a Stanley Kubrick production. 2001, A Space Odyssey. Copyright 1968, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Dawn. Bands of dull red cloud stretch across the golden sky. Below, shadows cloak a wide savanna bordered by craggy hills. Words appear. The dawn of man. Above the quiet landscape, thick clouds float in silhouette against a dim, amber sky. As the sun rises, the glowing moon peeks through a dark cloud. Now the sun hangs just above the horizon, infusing the sky with honey-gold light. Below, a reddish haze blankets the shadowed earth. Daylight. Tufts of dry grass sporadically break the monotony of a wide, arid savanna. Rocks jut from the brown earth, forming dark silhouettes against a pale blue sky. Wind-worn boulders with smooth contours sprawl across the sand. Dried-up riverbeds etch furrows across the endless wasteland. A lofty rock bluff dwarfs a broad-faced animal skull with two curved tusks. Bones lie scattered on the parched earth near the skull of a primate. Near some rocks, two apes with low jutting brows and thick muzzles sit back to back. They pull grass from the dry ground and nibble it. A herd of pig-like tapirs forages nearby. One tapir sticks its pointy snout in a hole too near an ape, who barks at the intruder. On a barren hill, hairy apes and short-furred tapirs mingle as they search for edible plants. Two apes groom one another as tapirs sniff the ground near a bleached white rib cage. One taper ambles over to an ape who paws through a tangle of twigs. The taper bites into the twigs and pulls. The ape smacks the animal away with both hands. The taper heads for a shrub where another ape feeds. The ape lunges at the thick-bodied animal. The taper retreats a few steps, twitching its tiny oval ears. At the foot of a cliff, a crouching ape digs in the sand. From a ledge, a leopard pounces. The ape scurries backwards on all fours. The cat lunges, taking down its prey. Now a band of thin, scruffy apes crowds around a small watering hole surrounded by high piles of boulders and knobby rock formations. A shaggy ape lunges at another with a threatening shake of his head. The shaggy ape dips his cupped hands into the muddy water and drinks. Beyond the pool, a tall, rangy ape scales a mound of rocks and watches, unseen. Others follow him. The apes at the watering hole suddenly tense, then glance up and spot the newcomers. Retreating to one side of the pool, they jump up and down and slap the ground. The tall leader of the invading clan jumps down from the rocky mound. Waving his arms in the air, he advances boldly. Other apes follow him, stomping their feet and pounding the ground with their fists. The two clans cluster on either side of the watering hole, gesticulating wildly at one another. The gray-faced leader squats at the edge of the watering hole and waves his arms, his deep-set eyes dark in shadow under his thick, overhanging brow. Rising on his back legs almost to full height, he charges through the ankle-deep water. On the other side, he thrashes his arms menacingly at the shaggy ape, who lingers on the rocks, then turns and follows his retreating clan. The invading apes crouch around the watering hole. As the leader scoops muddy water into his cupped palm, he glances back at the rocks. Sunset. Stunted trees with bare branches grow near a jumble of rocks that resembles a crumbling wall. Under the darkening sky, a spotted leopard lies with its front legs draped over the neck of a zebra carcass. The cat's alert eyes glow as it swivels its head from side to side, scanning the terrain. Nightfall. The invading clan huddles in a cramped cave underneath an outcropping of rock. With their backs pressed against the shallow cave's wall, the apes rest, their eyes watchful. As an ape with broken teeth drifts off, his head falls back and his eyes reluctantly flutter shut. A nearby ape glances sideways at him. One ape stands guard from his perch between two boulders. In a hollow, three apes lean against one another, eyes open. The dozing ape jolts awake and jerks his head around. Settling back, he reaches for a bit of food. His neighbor tries to steal it, and the two apes jostle one another. The apes return to a fitful rest. A baby snuggles in its mother's arms. The leader's eyes shine brightly in his leathery face as he glances warily around. He gazes upward, watching. A faint crescent moon hangs in the sky. Daylight. In the cave, the moon watcher lies sprawled on his back, asleep with the other apes. He stirs. Lifting his head, he gazes intently at something outside the cave. He bares his teeth and pulls himself up into a crouch. Moonwatcher sniffs the air and stamps his foot. The others awaken. Outside, a tall black slab, perfectly rectangular, stands in a shallow basin near the cave's mouth. Swarming out of the cave, the apes make a wide circle around the towering monolith. It looms over the apes, standing three times their height. While the rest of the clan scrambles to the safety of the surrounding rocks, Moonwatcher jumps into the pit and stomps the ground repeatedly with one foot. Eyeing the monolith, he scuttles sideways, back and forth in front of it. On the rocky rim, the apes bounce on all fours, stamping their feet and slapping the ground. Moonwatcher skittishly works his way closer and closer to the slab, studying it with his head cocked. One ape jumps down into the pit with him. Crouching at the object's base, Moonwatcher stretches his hand tentatively toward its smooth, rock-like surface. He touches the monolith quickly, then leaps back. As the clan moves closer, Moonwatcher lightly taps the slab several times. He leans in and sniffs the smooth surface and runs his fingers slowly over a squared edge. The object is wider than an ape's outstretched arms, with a depth greater than his uncurled hand. Moonwatcher runs his knuckles over the flat surface, then jerks his hand away as if stung. He sniffs, then reaches again with both hands. The clan huddles close to the object. One by one, they reach forward and stroke it. Their gazes sweep upward to the top of the monolith. The monolith's black silhouette juts into the sky at sharp angles. The sun rises over the top edge. Directly above it, the underside of the moon reflects a crescent of faint sunlight.